All right, so that cylinder scandal that the White House is hoping will just fade to black, well, it's burning brighter than ever, and now a group is trying to use the mess in the election cycle.
Typical Washington. Obama says spend more and promises jobs. Obama donors and insiders line up for handouts. Obama gives his supporters at Solyndra a $535 million loan, even though its business plan is risky. Solyndra goes bankrupt. The FBI is investigating, and who pays the bill? We do. No jobs, just more red ink.
The true engine of economic growth will always be companies like Solyndra.
Mr. President, we need jobs, not more Washington insider deals.
All right, Reason's Nick Gillespie says both parties are guilty of crony capitalism, and it always costs the taxpayers regardless. So, Nick, it doesn't matter here. We're not going to see much from any of this.
I doubt that we're going to see any heads roll. The Solyndra scandal is outrageous. I mean, it's a classic case of a government picking a winner or a loser and then circumventing the process that's in place to kind of make sure that, you know, favorites just don't get the loans and things like that, or favorable terms outside of a process that all can participate in. And it was a bad business plan from the get-go. So, I mean, there's a lot to be mad about with this, but the question is, you know, is somebody like the Department of Energy Secretary Stephen Chu or anybody, are they actually going to take the fall? I doubt it.
I doubt it. My big issue with this, I know you follow much more closely than I do, but I was more interested what happened afterwards. Mm-hmm. That we were still rushing loans and monies out to just as questionable companies. When you think we'd be going slow, that's what I think needs investigation.
Yeah, but this is the thing is, you know, the idea is we're trying to make money here. We're going to act like a venture capital firm. The government, particularly in terms of alternative fuel and alternative energy, has a terrible history of just funding junk that doesn't go anywhere. But it's always paying somebody off. And, you know, we're talking about cronyism here. We're talking about favoritism. And on the one hand, you have something like Solyndra in Iowa. You have Newt Gingrich, the front runner the Republican Party, absolutely paying obeisance to ethanol subsidies for all sorts of reasons. I mean, even Al Gore doesn't believe in ethanol subsidies anymore, but Newt Gingrich wants to keep subsidies.
But in other words, they all have a desire to keep subsidies, either for fossil fuels or what have you, allowances. My view is just, you know, cut the apron strings to all and see how the market makes them survive.
I mean, that's clearly the better economic position.
And
it's the one that will ultimately, by reducing the interference of government and malinvestment, where the government says, oh, here's some free or reduced price money, do this or that. That's great, but the only candidate in either party who's really talking about this is somebody like Ron Paul.
Yeah.
And I think we're getting there. I mean, part of the problem is that people haven't realized how fully the stimulus failed and how bankrupt the Keynesian theory is of kind of multiplier effects. George Bush put through $100 million stimulus program in 2008. So it's not like the Republicans don't think about this type of stuff. But we're only, unfortunately, at the beginning part of an economic understanding where people realize government is better when it is not choosing sides, when it is not picking favorites, when it's not stacking the deck. And because both parties have their favored corporations or their favored programs, they never want to attack the principle of subsidizing or of cronyism.
That's why I admire Ron Paul, because I hate them all. Wonderful about
increasingly
it.
Americans do in my book, The Declaration of Independence. That's what we talk about, is that people are less likely to call themselves Democrats or Republicans because they recognize these people are pretty foul. They're not principled actors. They're very self-interested.
There could be a movement for a third party. I know it's talked about a lot. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
Nick, always good seeing you. Thank you very much.